Yeah.
Excuse me. How do we recognise when we're being taken advantage of, when we're trying to offer compassion? And how do we draw a line to maintain our compassion without it impeding?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question, because sometimes the barriers are pretty uncertain and permeable. And sometimes you have to, there's a conscious choice of, okay, this person isn't that sensitive, but still the option or the more agreeable option is to be compassionate rather than just shutting somebody out completely. Mm-hmm. But so it has to be conscious. I think that's one of the things is just making it very clear and recognize, okay, what can I? And there's always going to be a point where you're going to be willing to cut your losses and say, okay, I've been trying this compassion business and they're not responding, or they're responding in really insensitive ways and taking advantage or, expecting. But I don't think there's a hard and fast rule. I think you have to pay attention. Are they? Because also one is, am I exercising compassion wisely? Sometimes try to be compassionate as out of the textbooks and then realize, oh, that was wildly, in retrospect, that was wildly idealistic and bound for disaster. And so the wisdom always has to play a role. There's three qualities that are pointed to in particularly in Theravada Buddhism that always need to be. You need to be questioning and trying to, how do we get that balance? And wisdom, purity, and compassion. And they have to work together. So in the sense of purity, not in the sense of like a Christian sense of being somehow magically pure, but purity in the sense of unselfish. So that there is a lack of, or a diminishing of our self-agenda and our particular greed or wish for people to conform to or to change because we're being compassionate to them. So that element of purity is there. The element of wisdom, of discerning, discernment and seeing clearly what actually is a wise strategy in this situation. What is, so it's nothing absolutely hard and fast and straightforward. And what is a kind and compassionate response to this? Because sometimes, like Ajahn Chah was incredibly compassionate, but, he could be pretty tough sometimes. But I never felt that it wasn't without compassion. So that sometimes not doing something and not indulging somebody, it can be the most compassionate thing to do. So a lot of it comes from experience. Again, that reflection and reviewing, what's working? Because that's the Buddhist teachings always have to, they always have a practical goal. Like the Buddha says so many times, I teach only two things, suffering and the ending of suffering. So that's seeing, recognizing where the suffering lies or where it's coming from. And what can I do to help affect that ending of suffering, whether it's personally or with others? And so that sense of compassion is coming from a good place. So that's also like when we reflect or recollect the qualities of the Buddha, that's what we say when we pay respects at the beginning of pujas or the ending of pujas. It's recollecting those qualities. Arahant, Samma, Sambhuto, Bhagava. Those are pointing to the qualities of wisdom, compassion, purity. Arahant is, say, free from defilement. How do we translate it? Noble or something? Can't remember. But anyway, that's the Arahant is sort of like free from defilement. So it's like there's purity there. Samma Sambhuto is fully awakened on its own. So it's a quality of wisdom. Bhagava is the blessed one or the one who brings blessings. So it's compassion. And those we're all constantly reminding ourselves, those are the integral qualities that we are. Those are qualities of the Buddha, but they're also qualities that the Buddha has manifested for us to plug into and emulate and use as tools for our own practice and development. So compassion on its own is, it has to be sort of highlighted by these other qualities and then seeing what's actually going to work. Because that wish to alleviate suffering is the heart of compassion, that wish to alleviate the suffering, to be able, yeah, to bring well-being into the world. Is, yeah, you want to help people. But then, you know, sometimes people are wonderfully oblivious to their own good and the well-being of others around them. You know, I remember just a few days ago receiving people after the meal at Amaravati and talking to somebody who was, you know, asking questions. How do I deal with it? How do I deal with this situation? And so I gave a response. And then she asked the same question in a different way. Again, I said, okay, I'll answer it like this. How do I? And she did that about four times. So, and finally I said, she started to ask again. And I said, have you listened to anything I've said? So sometimes, you know, I thought it was being compassionate, but it doesn't matter. It might not have been so nice. Fortunately, she took it well.